This is Morning Edition on NHPR. I'm Rick Gamley. And welcome to a Halloween edition of Radio Field Trips. It is bitter cold on this fall day in downtown Portsmouth. I'm standing in front of the large yellow house of Revolutionary War hero John Paul Jones. The wind howls through large maple trees, and the sun is peeking through half-bare branches, casting some moving shadows on the ground. A white picket fence surrounds the house, making it feel somewhat secluded.
You Roxy?
I am.
I'm Rick.
Hi, Rick. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
I'm meeting up with local historian Roxy Zwicker. She's been leading tours of Portsmouth's spookiest sites for almost 17 years.
It is an amazing city to show people the haunted history.
And according to Roxy, the John Paul Jones House has some hidden legends.
It's operated and maintained by the Historical Society. And if you know anything about historical societies, if you can't document it, it didn't happen. So if they're telling ghost stories, I'm going to listen.
That's right. Ghost stories. Roxy says people have reported strange occurrences from the attic of the house on many occasions.
People tour the house, and you see someone coming out of the attic, dressed in 19th century finery, walking into one of the rooms, so you might assume that it's a reenactor, and they're going to tell you a little bit about the house. And you follow them into the room, and they're gone.
Roxy leads me along the streets of downtown to our next stop on this haunted tour, the Portsmouth Music Hall. Its colorful marquee stands out among the surrounding buildings, boasting hundreds of years of history.
I imagine being an old theater, one of the oldest theaters in New Hampshire that's still operating, There's got to be some good legends here.
There are, and I think that's what delights me so much about the music hall, is the variety of stories that you have here, almost as varietal as the performers that have been here over the years.
There have been reports of all kinds of activity here. Cold spots, strange twinkling lights, music playing from an empty stage. Audience members appearing in the seats with clothes that don't quite belong to the time period. Perhaps patrons who never left.
It's almost as if the building itself is a living, breathing entity. And I would find that to be true here at the music hall. So, you know, if someone's going to tell me a story, they've heard someone climbing the staircase behind us and they've looked and they didn't see anybody there. It's an old building. Is it still settling from 150 years ago? Or is it someone going up the stairs as they would have 100 years ago?
No malicious spirits, though, that, you know, dropping rigging or anything like that?
Not that I've heard of. Just, you know, somebody else is here, or, you know, maybe many somebody else's.
The last stop on our tour, and definitely the creepiest, is the Point of Graves Cemetery. It's the oldest burial ground in New Hampshire, dating all the way back to 1671. There are about 125 gravestones that remain today. Some of those headstones are broken and eroded after standing through hundreds of New England winters. Others still show the incredibly intricate carvings of skulls and crossbones that are almost lifelike. And many people think this place is haunted.
Hearing footsteps behind you, sensing another presence, looking over your shoulder, and any old cemetery, basically New England, will get you at least that. But there have been instances where at certain graves, people feel like they're being touched. They truly feel like there's somebody standing next to them. We've had people break out into tears at certain gravestones, and they have no idea why. People are very moved by the energy that's in here, and actually they get moved by the energy in more than one way.
Roxy says one of the markers that people are most drawn to is a large tomb at the end of the graveyard. This tomb belongs to the notable Vaughan family, who emigrated from England in the 1600s. Roxy says when the descendants of the Vaughans went to build the monument for the tomb in the 19th century, they found a staircase under the original headstone. That staircase led to the door of a crypt that held 28 skeletons sitting on shelves. And to this day, no one knows exactly who those skeletons were. Roxy says since then, there have been reports of ghosts emerging from the tomb and walking through the graveyard at night.
So do you want to go with the belief that there are people climbing out of the ground, or that there's just shadows from shadows and light in here?
Me? I want to believe. You can visit nhpr.org/fieldtrips to see photos of our Portsmouth Ghost Tour. While you're there, let us know where else you'd like us to go. We'd love to hear your suggestions for places to visit and things to do. And tune in to Morning Edition in 2 weeks to hear another radio field trip. Radio Field Trips is produced by Mary McIntyre. And this is Morning Edition on NHPR.